1月25号晚，神韵纽约艺术团在美国华府肯尼迪中心歌剧院的演出拉开帷幕，吸引了很多社交界名流、前政府官员等上层人士。不少人已经多次观赏神韵，他们认为这是了解正统中华文化之美的绝好机会。
Everything about it, I thought it was wonderful.
It portrays the history of China in a cultural way, with beautiful dresses, beautiful music, and great performers.
25日晚，神韵纽约艺术团在肯尼迪中心歌剧院的专场演出，在华府上层社交圈内再次掀起一股神韵热。他们认为这是了解正统中华文化之美的绝好机会。
It's a beautiful program, very interesting, dynamic, colorful, harmonious, and it's an exceptional way for us to enjoy Chinese culture. And if it weren't for Shen Yun, we wouldn't know what Chinese culture is.
Young Chinese Americans that are carrying on the traditions that go back hundreds, thousands of years in terms of the dances and the moves and the various dances, but it's very exciting, and I'm very happy to be here.
很多嘉宾已多次观赏神韵，他们深深感谢神韵艺术家为观众们带来如此美好的艺术飨宴。
Tonight is my third time.
I've seen Shen Yun 4 times.
This is my third, and I love every moment of it. The messages were so true and heartfelt, and we all were stunned by the performance, the message, and Shen Yun.
And I thank you for the opportunity of being here and hearing what was said.
这是新唐记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。
国际著名歌剧演唱家亚历山德尔·马克曾被《华盛顿邮报》形容为有着世界上最美妙的声音。亚历山德尔观看了今年神韵在美国首都华盛顿 DC 的演出后，赞誉神韵是世界级的演出。请看来自 DC 的报道。
亚历山德尔·马克女士是世界著名的歌剧演唱家，神韵的演出令她惊喜万分。
The performance was very, very movingIn every way, it captivated all of my senses. I thought the dancers were exquisite. The colors captivated my imagination. The incorporation between video, segue very smoothly into the live performance on stage, very brilliantly done. And I've seen a lot. I've performed all over the world, only not in China. It was really, really world class.
身为世界著名的女高音歌唱家，马克女士对神韵的演唱家们赞赏有加。
Being an opera singer, I'm very critical, and I was very, very impressed, of course, because I'm a soprano, especially with a soprano.
马克女士非常欣赏神韵所传播的信息。
The message of freedom and that this is something denied to far too many people, and it breaks my heart.But I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that Shen Yun brings this show to all of the world, along with a message which they tell beautifully the story of.
这是新唐记者雪莉，美国首都华盛顿 DC 报道。
1月25日晚间，神韵纽约艺术团以名流荟萃的专场演出拉开了在美国华府肯尼迪中心歌剧院六天七场晚会的帷幕。观众包括来自美国政府各部门的高阶官员、各国驻美国的使节、社交名流、艺术精英等。神韵所展现出的正统中华神传文化令这些华府主流人士们赞叹不已。
This is the Chinese culture. This is the Chinese strength.
It was so consummately disciplined and professional.
25日晚，神韵专场演出后的贵宾招待会上，一向沉稳低调的华府观众显得分外激动，名流政要们都对演出由衷赞叹。
It was divine. I love the costumes, the lighting, the music, the live music really adds to it.
But it's very interesting to see the culture, the rich, diverse culture, ethnic diversity of China.Represented through dance and song.
It gives you the feeling that you got to blend with the earth. and you got to blend with the time.
神韵展现出的高超艺术水准和深厚文化内涵征服了所有观众。文化与艺术界人士深深感谢神韵为观众带来如此美好的艺术飨宴。
I was thrilled with the dancing. It's just superb. Beautiful to watch, beautiful costumes. But the singing, I mean, my being in the opera, is always impressive. The soprano, first rate. The tenor, first rate. But the contralto...Magnificent.
So we want to say thank you for sharing your culture, your beauty. The scenery was wonderful. So thank you all very much.
这是新唐记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在美国华盛顿肯尼迪中心的演出吸引了当地各界人士前来观赏。吉娜·马哈若芝女士经营一家静坐冥想博物馆，这是她第二次来看神韵演出。马哈若芝女士表示，神韵晚会不仅在艺术方面完美无缺，而且更是在精神层面给人以启迪。
More deeply rooted in spirituality, in the whole knowledge thatIt's time for a more internal approach towards our journey in life at this time. And I think the divinity that was offered in the performance requires a mind, a soul that wants to be more divine and more elevated in their lifestyle anyway.
马哈若芝女士表示，神韵给了她精神层面极大的启示。
I feel that it really offered individuals a chance to experience peace.Chance to experience an importance that truth is very simple. Truth is very, very simple. And perhaps maybe the delusional thinking that we've become so accustomed to will reach a point that it no longer can sustain the power of the human soul. So I think just the performance tonight, from my perspective, I was looking at its truth, its simplicity, its purity.It's innocence, and these are the basics of life, and these are the things that we will have to return to at some point.
马哈若芝女士认为，神韵传递的普世价值观对每个人都是有益的。
Without a doubt, I think that it's intrinsic in every human being, and there are times that we just forget them. And with performances like this, it'll give us a chance to remember what is real and what is true.
新唐人记者黎明、王凯迪，华盛顿 DC 报道。近日，华盛顿遇到特大暴风雪，主要交通严重堵塞。然而，美国神韵纽约艺术团在华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院的演出，仍然吸引了不少主流社会的民众前往观看。精美的演出不断地赢得观众热情的掌声。
I was completely surprised at how much there was to learn about the Chinese culture and the way it was shown to the audience through the dance and the music. It was fascinating. I had no idea what to expect, and we loved it from the moment the first curtain went up. We had a great time.
I think it was perfection. And the thing that I liked best was the plum blossom dance, which I think is, I could watch that hour after hour.I think it's one of the finest dances I've ever seen, but all of the performances are perfect, so difficult to find anything to not just rave about. And the singing was amazing. I think the soprano is one of the best I've ever heard. So I found it absolutely perfect.
神韵艺术团以恢复5000年中华神传文化为根本，其纯善纯美的艺术形式与纯正深厚的文化内涵令观众倾倒。
It shows us the tradition of China, you know. I'm French, so we are very, we admire China in France as a culture, civilization, history. It's a very old country, like France, with a history, 4,000, more than 6,000 years civilization, so we admire a lot. And I think today China is recovering withits past and its culture and its civilization. And this, I think the performance of Chen Yun is showing this.
新唐人记者黎明、王凯迪，华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵在美国首都华盛顿的演出吸引很多美国政要和各国的外交官，他们从神韵演出中感受到了中华文化的美好，了解了真正的中国。
Oh, this show was beautiful. The orchestra, the dancers, the whole layout of the show.
Well, I think it's a wonderful way to share your culture. And it's a wonderful way for us to learn and to see and to really feel very much what goes on in your culture.
I've described it to many friends and brought others back. And I just think that it's a great reflection on China.
This China is for the benefit of the world community.Because you're bringing peace, harmony, you're bringing those hidden messages, human being.
华府的政要和外交官们在神韵演出中看到了完全不同的中国，一个承传了真正历史文化传统的中国。他们希望更多的了解这个中国。
Media needs to work a little bit more on this side to introduce this China, which is not that much introduced. I hope that is the main message that you Chinese would give to the public.
I'll come back. I mean, this was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。
神韵本周在美国首都华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院连续上演，观众们在观赏演出后兴奋不已，并为其展现的深刻精神内涵而震撼。
There was a lot of things that stood out. The flowers and how it matched with the dresses.
观赏神韵后，观众们纷纷表示，真善忍三个字给他们留下了深刻印象。艺术家所表现的精神内涵令每个接触到的人都会受益。
And I learned three things from it. The first was the truthfulness, always stick to the truth. And the second was the compassion. And the fourth one was forbearance, how to put up with situation regardless of how much difficulties you go through.And that was the most interesting thing to me, and it's something that I'm going to keep in my mind forever.
I would describe that first, be truthful to yourself, and then be truthful to those who are around you, and then they will do the same thing, and then from there we can all spread. So it's a matter of starting within you, just like the overall performance today was all about peacefulness, about the compassion, about being confident in what they're delivering to the, you know, to the people, and being passionate about what they're doing.
They're consistent.Sincerity and their consistent love and truth for what they're doing helps everyone that they come into connection with.
这是新唐记者王凯迪、雪莉，美国首都华盛顿报道。
华盛顿美声歌剧团总导演兼指挥麦卡勒斯帕拉斯诺今年是第二次观看神韵演出，他对神韵的歌唱家们特别欣赏。他还表示对演出的内涵有了更深的理解，中国人民需要看到他们自己真正的传统文化。
艺术大师麦卡勒斯帕拉斯诺是华盛顿美声歌剧团的创办人、总导演和歌剧指挥。
I was thrilled with the dancing. It's just superb. Beautiful to watch, beautiful costumes, and this magnificent projection of scenery.It's very impressive. Just lifts you up. You see the divinities coming and going. Really wonderful theatrical.
斯普拉斯诺对神韵的歌唱家们赞不绝口。
But the singing, I mean, my being in the opera, is always impressive. The soprano, first rate. The tenor, first rate. But the contralto,Magnificent.
斯普拉斯诺被神韵所传达的信息而感动。
But this time around, I could not help but be taken by the Falun Dafa philosophy of brotherly love, of peace, of harmony. And if all of us could do that, there would be no war in the world. It's a complete shame.That they cannot practice their faith and philosophy in China, and that this show cannot tour China, because the Chinese need to see the legacy of their culture, this 5,000 years of music and dance. It's like being denied to them.
新唐记者雪莉，美国首都华盛顿 D.C. 报道。
大家好，欢迎大家来到今日点击节目，我是石涛。这两天非常热闹，郎朗也挺绝，真是我在另外一个节目当中呢，我那么说，我说郎朗死了。我说郎朗死的意思，其实大家想想，一个艺术家如果在整个这样的事情上你现了眼的话，基本歇菜。一开始在他的博客当中，他说怎么为祖国争光，牛脸在人美国人采访他的时候，他说我什么都不知道。当你说为祖国争光的时候，你得罪了美国人；当你说什么都不知道的时候，你得罪了中共。所以你等于两头不是人。但为什么人会这么干呢？今天的社会价值，所以谁信那话呢？这最关键。而整个概念其实人秉承的还是一个道理，做人要实在，做人要有尊严。这实在也好，尊严也好，来自于咱中国人的文化，真正的文化的内涵。但是今天的人呢，四流不通，什么都不管，只要我挣钱，只要满足我的欲望，就这么着了。在我看来基本类似。那其实我们中国人的文化让老外非常敬佩。网上有篇文章，神韵华府专场，正要说明白了中共为何惧怕神韵。那文章上来提到25号神韵艺术团在华盛顿 DC 的林肯中心为整个华府的主流社会做了一次专场演出。一位阿富汗驻华府的高级官员表示，神韵才是真正的中华传统文化，中共的文化不是中国人的。看了神韵尤其懂得这点，最近看到中共艺术家郎朗在白宫演出的事件，更说明神韵才是中国文化的承传，这一点对当今世界很重要，应该让全世界人都知道。那有关郎朗在奥巴马招待中国主席的国宴上呢，演这个上甘岭我的祖国这首歌曲呢，目前呢依然在发酵，而且有朋友竟然发现他不光演奏了我的祖国这首歌，他还把电影《英雄儿女》里面的英雄赞歌给掺里头了。所以郎朗表演的这首曲子是个杂种，两样混在一起的。那提到英雄赞歌的话，大家就可以感觉到王成拿着火箭筒就那姿势，这就是英雄赞歌。所以郎朗说他什么都不知道，我就不知道他能蒙着谁。还是那句话，28岁太嫩了，你今天让中共耍了，你这时候嚷嚷，你把嗓子嚷嚷破了，你把十个手指头撅折了，党都不跟你放一个屁，绝对不替你说话。其中一位市长是马里兰州的，叫做马奇奥，他观看神韵演出之后说，非常感谢神韵艺术团带给他这个永远不会忘记的演出。他在中国看过演出，但是神韵把那些他曾经看到但无法理解的事情完全演活了。而另外一位接受记者采访的是国际著名的歌剧演唱家，叫做马克，他接受采访时说，太杰出了，我做梦都没有想到今天会在这里听到如此美妙之声，令我大为震惊，这绝对是世界级的演出。而有关在节目当中关于法轮功学员被迫害的故事，他深有感触，说我支持那些法轮功修炼者的所争取的自由，我衷心赞同信仰自由，如果我能够参与类似努力的话，我很愿意身体力行。而法国驻华盛顿 DC 的大使馆的总领事米切尔，他接受采访时特别提到，演出中我看到了正义与邪恶之间的较量，中国的传统文明以及那些古老的价值正在经由此而复兴，经过这些挣扎和阵痛之后，中国传统得以恢复和发扬，文明在复苏，这是我对这台晚会的理解。那揭露出郎朗在国宴当中演奏这个丑陋的曲子的著名的这个海外民运人士魏京生呢，也在现场，他接受记者采访时讲，郎朗弹的那些曲子根本不能代表中国文化，相反他却代表共产党腐朽和丑陋的文化。大家知道郎朗在接受美国记者采访时说，他对这个曲子只认为这曲子很美，它是中国的传统文化。他真是个浪里个浪， 他什么是中国传统文化他都不知道。那魏京生接着讲说，虽然郎朗将他的表演的曲目包装得很柔性，但最终其内涵是歌颂共产党邪恶政权的，宣扬的是仇恨，宣扬的是杀人，宣扬的是用鲜血染红的红旗。